Okay, everybody say, Simeon Yud-Tes. Simeon Yud-Tes is a simeon that's, you would call it miyut. Miyut ha-kamos v'riboy ha-echos. Small in quantity and large in, significance. Simeon Yud-Tes is the rule of cycling al-achazaka. That we give skila based on chazaka. Chazaka basically, before we start, the word chazaka is used in many different ways in Shas. Chazaka is used by cheskas gimel shanim, if you're in a field for 3 years, we assume it's yours, or chazaka einadam preetes manai, it's a rule, or chazaka demeikara, we assume things didn't change. There are many places the word chazaka is used. The word chazaka here, at least in its Pashup Shat, Chazaka means that you assume things are as they appear, which is sometimes a dangerous thing to do. What it means is if you have someone who's living in the neighborhood for 30 days and he appears to be from Jew, so you assume that he's Jewish and you count him into minyan. Even though you don't know if he's Jewish. You have no idea if he's Jewish. Well, if you have a man and a woman living in town as husband and wife, you assume that they're married, that they're husband and wife. And Ida Torah says, Al Pishnei Shnayim Eidim. So how do you get it? Where does this come from? It needs a beer. But the halachi is cycling ala chazakis, which means to say that if a man and woman move into town, and they behave as husband and wife. They get into arguments every once in a while, that type of thing. So they behave as husband and wife constantly. That we assume the husband and wife, that if she's Mizana, she's Chayav Misa. And if she has a child, we call him a Mamzer. And later she says, no, we never really got married. Well, she would have to prove it. Because a Chazaka, and it's only 30 days that is a Chazaka. That's the rule of this simon. It needs a source. You always need proof that things are as they appear. And so we have to find the source and we have to understand the halacha of chazaka. Chazaka here appears in two forms. In the chazaka of Eishes Ish, as I said, which is Siv Beis. And Siv Aleph, which is chazaka of Kroivim. People who appear to be relatives, people move into town, and the becheskas relatives, they move in and they tell everyone they're brother, sister, and it's just 30 days to get a chazaka, and later on they want to get married. They say we weren't brother, sister, we were really fully everybody, but they would have to prove it, and the chazaka is so strong that cycling ala chazaka. That's the name of the simin. Secha Achazaka, she becheskes erva.
I understand.
Yeah.
We looked on someone beforehand with Bakainim. He said, well, Allah Chazaka, you have to rise, nothing like that. So
where? By Kainim. So we're going to talk about this. It's not really true. Really, Kainim also have Chazaka. If they're living in town, becheskes Kain, we do it all the time. That if someone lives becheskes Kain, we assume he's a Kain. Now, I'm going to come back. That was Simon Gimel. It was the very beginning. We talked about the difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. By us, we don't even need 30 days. You get up and Shuli says, is there a Kayin here? A person raises his hand and says, he's a Kayin. Even less than 30 days, we give him Aliyah.
That's
Sfaradim not supposed to be doing that.
We're talking about the rice, like by Kedushin, and we're talking with them.
Okay. So let's go a step at a time. What? That's the Bechelkes Mechaikik Alv says that's the Makar. Okay, we'll see it in a minute. But this is the rule of cycle of Chazakas. Now, the idea that a Chazak is 30 days actually has two applications. One easy one and the difficult one that we're going to learn about. So let me get the easy one out of the way. What we're talking about Chazakas here is if we don't know the facts, and we don't know if they're sisters, we don't know if they're Shishish, we don't know if they're Kayin. So we're going to learn the Chazaka 30 days establishes the facts. There's another aspect of Chazaka of 30 days, And that's to create. There are times we create a chazaka in 30 days. It's much easier to understand, but the example is someone changes his name. Someone wants to have a different name. I've had it with somebody who doesn't want to be Avraham Yehuda Chassid. He's marrying his shver and him are the same name. So what do you do now? So I had somebody in Shir by me who changed his name before the chasana. He when he started dating, he said with the same name. I said I told him, you know, there's Yehuda Chassid. He said if we get married, I'll change my name. I tell him, if you get engaged, you have to change your name. I'm supposed to get married. He said, I'll change my name. No problem. Rather, everyone called him Eli. His name was Eliezer. So he changed his name to Elio Eliezer, Super of Dessler's name, Elio Eliezer. And after he got engaged, he just told everyone, call me Eliyahu. No one happened to change his name. Because everyone called him Eli. His shver was Eliezer. He was Eliezer. So he told everyone, my shver is Eliezer, call me Eliyahu. So everyone calls him Eliyahu. He's already married for Kanan. He has a Baruch Hashem family. He changed his name. Now, I want to make my point, though. My point is, he has to change his name 30 days before the wedding. You need to be mosik 30 days. Someone changes his name and then writes a ksuba, he's not mosik with the new name. It's a new name, but if somebody comes with a contract, if it's a bare moment from him, there's no... It's the establishment of name becomes in 30 days. Now, for Aliyas, for people calling him the name, so that happens right away. But for in the eyes of Din, you really need to, you need a muzik of 30 days.
If somebody's chelik,
what?
If somebody's chelik, but that's his new name, why do you need a chazaka?
So that's what I'm saying. This type of chazaka is not where we have any suffix. It's just to establish things, establish something new. You need 30 days to establish it, that it's so, in order to create the fact of how it's called. There's a fascinating tshuva in the Night of Yehuda. What?
Would that be similar to
Mashah Berurah? The question is, if it's similar, if it comes in the same source, that you get accustomed to something 30 days. Maybe it is. I'm curious to see.
Same thing if someone changes their name because they're sick.
They don't use the name. Usually if it didn't help, they don't use it.
What's the process of
change? The process? We do a Misha Beirach. It doesn't need a Misha Beirach. It needs a declaration. We take a minion. We take a minion. We say, Mersamer, so we have Orech as Pliny. So you know the B'shem Pliny until now. And we say the name.
Not just adding, you can actually subtract.
You could subtract. It's not only adding. Matter of fact, we say change name, we always add. Rabelski, they added. Chaim Yisrael. And Chazal, it was changing names. It was initially to change a name. Shinoi Hashem is what it says. It's
a
A skila. 100%. Now, there's a fascinating tshuva in the Night of Yehuda about a city named Pilz. I would never heard of the city except that there's a tshuva. The city named Pilz, and they were all getting there. How do you spell Pilz in Hebrew? How would you spell Pilz? They spelled the Pe Yud Lamed Tes Tzadik. That's how it was spelled for, I don't know how many years, for at least a generation. Pe Yud Lamed Tes Tzadik. There's a new Rav in Pilz. He said they don't know what they're doing. You never have three Shavas in a row in a word in the Torah. Pilz, the Lamed is a Shva, the Tes is a Shva, and the Tzadik, the last letter, is also pronounced like a Shva. So this Rav came, he said you can't write Git in Pilz, and I don't know what he did with the old Git, he started writing Pe Yud Lamed Tzadik. Pilz. What? Kelm. So he said it's Pilz, you're spelling it wrong. So of course all the old timers, especially people who are getting with the test, they went running to the Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, first he writes, I don't want to mix it. Then he mixes it. Then he says, the rules of Digduk don't apply to Polish. That's what he says. Digduk is Hebrew. Pilz is not a Hebrew name. Pilz is a Polish name. So the Poles, they have three shvaz in a row. What are you going to do? You know, you can't apply the rules. rules of dictum to them. It's like Fair Law, New Jersey. It's impossible to write Fair Law in Hebrew. Because what's an F sound? A fay in the beginning of a word changes to a pay. So how do you write Fair Law? It's Fair Law. It's not Fair Law. So what are you going to do? Nothing you can do. You know, you have to write with a fay. It's the closest you have. Or Vilna, they never write it with a vays. You always see Vilna written vavav. Why vavav? It should be vays. Vays at the beginning of the word turns into a vays. It would be Vilna. Right? A vays at the beginning of a word. Rosh Hamila, it changes to a vays. So all the names that start velvels spelled with a vav, or any name that starts with a vav. So by vav, you have a choice. You don't do vays, you do two vavs. What are you going to do by a pay, by a fay? There's no choice.
It's not
Fager. So we write Fager, Fayud, even though Fager is really Pega in Hebrew. The answer is, it's not a Hebrew word.
They write a strike.
They write a thing that's not in Hebrew, they write a mark. But the point is, there are rules of Dikduk in Lashon Kodesh. In other languages, the rules don't apply. So what are you going to do now? Now you have he already wrote a bunch of Gittin without the test. So it's fascinating. Maybe you write in the Tshuva. They should do a Shinui Hashem on the city. From Pilz with a test to Pilz without a test. I'm not sure how you pronounce it differently. He says for 30 days they should announce in the shul. And he says every day or every day they lay, they should announce the Shema year is Pilz and say it without the test. I'm going to say it. Not Pilz, but Pilz. And they should change it. And from now on it should be. My point is, he says 30 days. He says don't do any getting for the next 30 days. So married is not so bad. The get is the problem. You know, a shtar, as long as you know what you're talking about, it's okay.
What?
It was a Pilitzer Rebbe.
But it was from the Gerard Dynasty.
Feivel is spelled with vav. Probably would be Feivel. Now, if you write the wrong city, it's not a get. If you misspell the city, but it's recognizable what city you mean, it's kosher. It's but it has to be recognizable. As Rav Chasson in Baltimore doing a ksuba, so one of the rabbanim there mentioned to me that make sure you write the state, because there are two Baltimores in America. Maybe say three Baltimores in America. There are a bunch of Baltimores. So you have to make sure to write. So we write the state anyway, but you mentioned that. Okay, so that's one type of Cheftis Lamed Yayin, and that's easy to understand. You need a certain period of time to establish something. So the number is 30 days. Here, we're saying something else. Here we're saying that if somebody is becheska something for 30 days, then it stays that way. So let's start with Sif Aleph, and we'll try to see where it takes us. Sif Aleph, Mishahuzik b'she'er basar. Somebody is huzik as a relative. Donin api chazak azu. We paskin halachis based on this chazaka, and there's no proof that it's a relative. Umalkin, we give Malkis, v'chaynkin v'saiklin, and we give Chenek and Skila at the time, obviously, that Bezin gave Misa, our chazakazu. Based on a chazak of 30 days, we even give Misa, and that's the rule of chazak.
What is the skitzchayfah?
Which relative can say for? Rusa. So you got one on me, I don't know. If it doesn't mean to exclude Sreifa, if this Sreifa. Okay. So what? So Kpas Kayin is not, obviously not including Sher Basar, but the Cheskes Kayin it will also have. It's interesting, it's not mentioned here, but it's mentioned in Simen Gimel, so we'll reference it in that session. Okay, now this is the halacha of chazakis. The same thing is whether a person is Jewish or not Jewish. Ramesh has a tshuva about someone whose fuzik in the city is not being a Jew. And he says, no, we're really Jews. We have a tradition in our family, we're really Jews. So Ramesha says, there's zero nemanis. If he has no raya, there's zero nemanis. He says, Shavi anashi, chatichi di sura, does it apply to Goyim? Ramesha says, no. Shaila is, somebody says, I'm really a Jew. He has no proof, nothing. So Ramesh says he could sell your chametz to him. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I'm afraid he'll have proof next week. But he says he can treat him as a guy. There's no shavya nafsh chetichi disura. He has no nemanis lagabi himself. And I mentioned many times, Frank, our original Shabbos guy here in Shul, once told the boys downstairs that he's really Jewish. And the boys came running up to tell me. And he had worked in one of the Sephardic shuls previously. I called the Rav there. I said, you know, Frank says he's Jewish. He says, why do you think we fired him? So why didn't we fire him? I said, he's going to go complain that he was fired because he's a Jew. You know, you're...
Elvis, what did Elvis said his mother's Jewish.
Elvis said his mother's Jewish. Frank is more believable than Elvis.
Madeline Albright.
What?
Madeline Albright.
Look, I don't know all these people, but the point is, there's no Sichla Chazaka includes Lakula. If somebody is Lakula, these examples are Lachumra. I'm a relative, or I'm an Eishes Ish. Lakula also. If someone says he's a guy, says he's Becheska's guy. And he has no nemanis, he has no way of believing. I asked Frank if he has any proof. So he told me that his grandfather had a seat in a shul in Providence, in a synagogue, and the name is still on the seat. So I asked him, at that time, Aryeh Jacobson was learning in Providence. It was total hashkocha, it was Providence from Shemayim, that he tells me this, and we had a bucha learning in Providence. So I asked him, which shul? He says, I don't know. You can't think about the shul? He says, there's a bus stop right in front. So I called Aryeh, I told him, find a shul and a bus stop in front, Orthodox, Conservative, Reform, anything. Just find it, and let's see. He calls him back the next day. He says, there are no bus stops in Providence. It's not New York. There are no local city buses in Providence. There's no shul and a bus stop in front of it. Okay. So, disproved Frank's contention that it was Jewish. But the point I'm making is that a chazak is a chazak. It's a real thing. Without any... A man comes, he says, if we never heard of him, he moves into town, says, I'm a Jew. We assume he's that way 30 days. We assume he's a Jew. If not. So the question is, what's the makar for such a thing? Now, Chazanish says, it doesn't mean he says it and he waits 30 days. It means that people accept it. So people have an ability sort of to schmeck out the phonies among them. And he says, if people accept it. Chazanish says, what's the difference between a rumor and a chazaka? A koil and a chazaka. A rumor, people treat as a rumor. It's not hoylech mischazik. It doesn't get stronger with time. When people accept something, you just accept something. They refer to a person as a Jew or as a sister, as a child. Okay, well, what's the makar for this? This idea of chazaka is definitely a chiddush, and we'll see yet. It has ramifications in all arba chelkei shulchan aruch. And what's the makar for it? So let's see the Chalkas Machaikak Aleph. He brings the Rambam. The Rambam brings a makar for it. And he says, Rambam Perak Aleph, Melchus Yisurei Bia. This is right away in the beginning of the Rambam, Melchus Yisurei Bia. It's Perak Aleph, it's Halacha Beis. And it said, the Rambam says the following. He says, Siyem. That means he starts the same way. The language of Shulchan Aruch is the language of the Rambam. Mishuza b'sher basa, don api chazakazu, api shein shom raya barura. But seeing that he ends, b'l'shayna raya l'din zeh, the proof to this din, mashadona toira b'mekalel aviv, umake aviv, sheyumas. The Torah says that if someone curses or hits his father, he gets chayim misa. Minayin lanu raya barura shezeh aviv. Can you prove that he's the father? A mother physically gives birth. You could prove it's a mother. How could you prove it's a father? Ela bechazaka. It's only because the chazaka, a man is married to a woman, they have a child, that it's his child. So because of Magen Mishnah, Raya Zumu for Reshes B'Yerushalmi. It's funny that everyone quotes it. It seems it's not so clear in the Yerushalmi. Everyone writes, Kosova Magen Mishnah, Zumu for Reshes B'Yerushalmi. I didn't look up to Yerushalmi, but Al Kapanim, we believe the Magen Mishnah. See, he says this is the Makar. That sounds good. So the Beis Shmuel is a kasha. What?
No,
so that's the Beis Shmuel's kasha. So the Rambam says it. He says the makar is that makal, that we give misa a makala maka of it. The Beis Shmuel has a kasha. Beis Shmuel says dona pi chazaka. Rambam kasev raya lizeh masha dona atayr makala loviv umaka oviv yumas ve'in di oydeh shezehu oviv elamachas chazaka. Right, the now listen to the way Bishmuel is the kasha. L'chayra kasha, lama loyalef b'shas reish chulin mizeh daslina basa chazaka. Why don't we use this as the makar in the Bavli that we go basa chazaka? Why don't we use that as a simon? Reish simon kupentesi vesi plukta im nasa oisa tzvila kama paisin davikilu reinu shabal oisa. When a couple get married, we assume that they live together, not because of a cheskes lamed yoyim, but because every couple is married, we assume they live together. L'chayr masha the ramel misriel leke dim leke min ole lahevi raya min mekal min mekala leimaka aviv dilma nasa isa lefaneinu. Maybe only chayv misa if she got married in front of this. Mizeya do alanu shubai lo azamina roy bilas mi bal. See, here, first he asks, why don't we learn all chazakas from here? Most significantly, he asks in the second kasha that it's not true. The reason that with Makala Aviv, the Maka Aviv gets Misa is because we say, Roy B'ilai Sachar Abal. We say a woman, even if a woman, is Mizana, even if we have witnesses she was Mizana and she's pregnant, we assume the child is from the father. We say, Roy B'ilai Sachar Abal. Now it's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Yod Aleph. The Gemara says, "This is the Bavel." Maka aviv v'imoi domer achmona katlei. Maka aviv v'imoi, you get misa leches dilma lav avivu. Alolam mishum darminan zilba saruba roy bilas achar abal. So the kasha is
a married couple. Is your father? He's not married.
So how do you know he's
somebody? And the mother said, this person said, you're the father. And now
see,
my mother
is. It's interesting. If Roy Bila Sachar Abal is only when the Baal is married to her. When he's married to her, they live together. However, if a man is Mizana with a woman, and the man says, she's pregnant, the man says, I admit it, this is my child. So there's no assumption that it's the child. There's no assumption, but she's mizana with him. She's mizana with other people. If she has a steady boyfriend, you never know how steady the steady is. It's there's no nemonis. If a person's mizana, then there's no assumption that this is the father of the child. If he says it's the father, lachumra, there would be. So it's interesting. The Nagbud has a tshuva in which he says, I think in Pesach Tshuva and Dalet, I think Pesach Tshuva brings it, that if they live together, Bebesa, in other words, they're actually physically living together, see, he says, then you would say, Roy Bila Sachar, whoever it is. You know, I wonder if they have a so-called open marriage. I don't know how it works, but it's a Nagbud Yehuda brought in the Pesach Tshuva back in Siman Dalet. I think some cotton chav gimel there. Yes.
Like children, Shem and Herod
Shulba.
Like a
division.
But who's the chazaka?
There's no chazaka. It's a suffix. Yeah. Shem and Herod only chayish misafik. We don't assume it happened. But mashmir to Shem and Herod, but we don't say it happened. So we have a kasha. The Rambam says the source of chazaka, which we need a makar that you go basa chazaka. The Rambam says the source of Chazaka is Mekalalov and Makavim, which is Yerushalmi. But it's Shver because the Bavli says that it's because of Rav Bilas Achrabal. It's not because of Chazaka, it's because of Rav, because we go by Sarav. You think that's a type of Chazaka?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you. All of the first year Rambam struggle to explain, it's not only to explain the Shver Rambam. It's to know the makar that we go vasa chazaka. The Rambam doesn't even prove it's 30 days. He proved there's such a thing as chazaka. The Mela we have a number 30 days. So there are two general ways of answering. It could be they're both true. The Aruch HaShulchan here brings both bekitzer. One way of answering is the following: what's Roy Bila Sachar Habal? If you have a husband and wife, they live in town. You saw the chasana. There was a wedding. They're living here. They have a child. Fine. Roy Bila Sachar Habal. You don't need chazak. That doesn't explain if they move into town. That doesn't explain when a couple moves into town. So now, how do you know that? First of all, how do you know this is the mother, Bichlal? And even if it is the mother, how do you know it's the father? How do you know they were married at the time? The Aruch HaShulchan says, it usually even aired, maybe the baby got switched with somebody else. Which would be even a shout of the mother is the mother. He says, no, there are two dinim. There's one, we have a regular case, a couple gets married, like the Beis Shmuel says, Rav Bila Sachar Habal. But there are other cases. There are cases where someone moves into town out of nowhere, and you're assuming that it's a parent. It's a Gemara. There's a Gemara Kedushin Daf Tei. Gemara says Maisa, a woman moved into town with a boy, and the child was Korach Achareha Kikain. She said, "It's my son." The child was treated like a mother. They lived as mother and daughter. Later, he was Mizana. She was Mizana with him, with Aidan, and they gave Misa. And the Gemara says, how do you know that it's a son? She maybe even said later, it's not a son, or whatever the case was. So the Gemara says, Chazaka. So there, you don't have Roy Bila Sachar Habal. But when they move into town a certain way, you assume it's that way. What the Aruch HaShulchan is saying is that Yerushalmi's Roy Bila Sachar Habal is true. When you know it's a husband, and you know it's a wife, and you see them have a child, Roy Bila Sachar Habal. But what about when they move into town from somewhere else? You don't know that. Even now you assume they're married. The child is 10 years old. You know that 10 years ago they were married. You don't really know. So there, the din of Sakal and Achazokas kicks in.
You never have to come on the store, Roy Bila.
What?
You never have to come on the store.
So you only... the question is, when do you ever need Roy Bila Sachar Habal? I'm going to have to figure that out. I am. Anyway, this is Mahalath number one. It's a technical answer. They're both true. You need both of them.
You know, sometimes you can see the child looks after the same. It looks like the father. Would that be right? Enough right or not?
It's very difficult because sometimes you have a nephew that looks. You have a nephew that looks like a man, right? That's very difficult.
Like a vest of wool, you burn kachim on it.
A vest.
And you don't know,
you see,
she didn't see the...
There are two types of chazaka. There is a chazaka, if something happened a bunch of times, you assume it's going to happen again. This is a different chazaka. This is that things are as they appear to be. Now, the second mahalach, which Darach HaShulchan brings as well, also somewhat bekitzer, Darach HaShulchan's language is, Ein ze roiv amiti. Like someone started to say, isn't that a real rife? Roy Bila Sachar Habal. It means it's more. And he brings a good raya. He says, we force a child, a father, we tell the father, you have to pay to your son. If he doesn't want to, we put pressure on him. How do you know it's his son? Say, Roy Bila Sachar Habal. What's the problem with that? Ain't him a mom and a rife. You don't go by mom and bus arrive. How can you make him pay Pinyin Aben if it's a regular arrive? You know, mom and achar arrive. So Zakhtar HaShulchan ain't the arrive amiti. even when it says Rabbi Yisachar Baal, it's not a right amiti, it's a chazaka. It means an assumption that Rabbi Yisachar Baal, he gives an example, like you say, chazaka in Isha Miza Penelef Nebaila. If a woman says in front of her husband, he gave me a get, she's believed.
In this case, you're sure she was his bechor. We just don't know that the father is the father of the
bechor. We know he's a bechor from the mother. We don't know that it's his child.
So right?
The difference is, does he have to pay or not? If he's not the father, he shouldn't have to pay.
There's a bris, and therefore it started. So we agreed that it was a bris.
If you didn't do the bris, then he's part of a pina ben. I understand. The bris the same thing. Just pina ben is mom, and the bris the same. Well, how do we know the father's chayiv in a bris? We assume it's the father. But the bris is iser. Pina ben is mom. Now, the second mahalach, which Darcha Shulchan calls Ein Zeroi Vamiti, others use a lashon. It's a different type of chazaka. Rav Shimon in the Shari Yosha explains it. Rav Shimon has a very good style in explaining these concepts. In Sharvav Perek Ches, he explains it, and it's the Hezbra. It's really the halacha dika Hezbra. Rav Shimon writes is that there are two types of roiv. Now, a roiv de isa kamon is something else. When you have in front of you a mia treif and a roiv kosher, you can count it. He's talking about a ruba de lesser kaman, a roiv that you can't count, but you say roiv yisachar baal, not because you took a poll, because there's an assumption. He says ein alcha b'mamon achar roiv. We don't go bust a roiv by mamon. What's example? The Gemara's case: a man goes into an animal shop, he buys animals. He buys a par. He takes the par, attaches it to the plow. And it's a wild par. It's not trained to the yoke. It goes back. He says, defective par. I want to exchange it. The par can't pull a yoke. He says, no, I sold it to you for shechita. For shechita, it works fine. He says, but I bought it for plowing. So it seems in the time of Chazal, the Gemara says that roiv animals were l'radya. Radya means for plowing. So he says, I want to go bus a roiv. So Tzmachlek is ravish, well, we pass it, Ein Hochim B'mamen Acharayv. If you have to say it, if you want it for plowing, tell him, I want an animal for plowing. If you didn't say it, Ein Hochim B'mamen Acharayv. Now, what's that rive? That's a rive that's demonstrable. You go to the stores, most people buy, it could change next year. But right now, we can demonstrate the rive. There's another type of chazaka, which is based on rive. And that's something that's an umdun, that's an assumption. For example, we say, people don't pay their loans early. Some people do, but right people don't. So we have an umdun, if a man says, I paid the loan early, he's not neman. He's not believed. Or a person has a chazaka, enisha miza penelef nebaila. A woman says, he gave me a get. And he says it's not true. She's believed because we assume that she's not Meir's Panim. So what kind of thing is that? There are definitely women that are Meir's Panim. The answer is it's sort of a rive, but it's more than a rive. It's an assumption. It's an umdina. It's something we assume. When we say rive bila sachar habal, when you see a husband and wife and you say this is their child, and someone says, how do you know it's their child? You don't start saying, well, roiv bila sachar habal. That's not what you say. You say, what do you mean? This is a father, this is a husband and wife, and they have a child. In other words, there's certain roivs that establish an assumption. The chazaka means it's a working assumption that people don't feel they have to prove. It's an umdana, it's an assumption that something is that way. And that's stronger than a roiv. That's chazaka. And that chazaka that people assume remains the chiddush of this simon, that the chazaka, even though it's based on Rav Bila Sachar Habal, but it's not ain't that Rav Amiti. It's not really a Rav. It's something else. It's a Rav that people assume. That's always assumed, and since it's always assumed, that's the reason that that we go this way. Now,
like a person saying kachi darkei shel olam.
Like a person.
He perceives it as a kachi darkei shel olam.
Maybe as kachi darkei shel olam.
Dvar min ikarim.
It's a human nature. Dvar min ikarim. It's very hard, and we're giving skila based on this, and very hard to put your finger on exactly what the source is. If you say it's a makal of the makal of, at least you have a makar. Without it, so it would be very, very tricky. If every time you want to give someone misa, you have to bring edim that they really got married. You know, they could be married 30 years.
Society exists if we don't do it that way.
How could halacha exist? Yeah, you need some sort of chazaka. I think Tassit's a chiddush that 30 days does it. You know what else? Well, I think what bothers all of us, this is easily fakeable. Yeah. Very easy. Move into another town, and it takes 30 days. Then you only need patience. You move into a town, you have a chazaka 30 days, and that's what happened with the guy who pretended he's a Jew. That's Israel, you know, there was. He pretended he's a Jew. Like the exception proves the rule. The rule usually works.
By the Zomer says it's different.
By where?
Even Zomer.
Yeah.
It says
Hakasa
there
once.
It's also like this.
Even Zomer is a Kling Zomer Hakasa. Yeah. Even Zomer is a Kling Zomer Hakasa. But here, where does it come from?
Same thing, in other words.
That what?
That's an art.
But you see, an umdana based on raiv shouldn't be stronger than raiv, and in helfam amenachah raiv. So what Reb Shimon is explaining is that, like the Rosh Hashanah says, ein zeh raiv amiti, it's not really a raiv dikadin. It's a certain assumption. When you have a certain assumption, people live their lives based on certain assumptions, and that's the way it goes.
Does raiv bilal sachar abal beishmol, does it establish a badai raiv?
Excuse me, if Rabbi Elchai. So what he's saying is, it's more than a raiv. If it would be only a raiv, you couldn't force the father to do pinyin adin. It's more. It's not really a raiv. It's really sort of an assumption that people have that it is that way.
DNA would work.
So DNA would work if it was the testing. Probably have to be done by yid. It's a little complicated, but DNA should work. Rabbi Chanan, before DNA existed, Rabbi Chanan has a truth on DNA. And before DNA existed, he has a tshuva, not a tshuva, a simon in Chelet Beis about newfangled umdinis. And he says, I Tahasir, but Yashav is a tshuva, he says Tahasir, but he says don't run around doing it. He says don't run around DNAing everybody. It's not a mitzvah to look for it. But he says Rabbi Yashav has the tshuva even to us. Now, so this is, I guess, the klal that we have here. What remains, to a certain degree, is to see how it applies halacha l'maisa in our time, and it needs a little bit of fine tuning, as we're going to see. Just
the simple case is with one woman says that not my husband. She said, no, my husband said, you are my husband.
So if a man says, this is my wife, and a woman says, my husband, we don't believe him. If it's nafkamina, if it's davar shebarav, let's say a woman is makabel kedusha. She comes to the bed, she says, no, I'm married already to him. He says, she married to me. We don't believe that. If there's shloshim yayin, the whole thing, then it works. But it's not because they say it, it's because... now I said I'm going to get back to Kayin. By Kayin, it's fascinating, in Simon Gimel, all in the beginning, it says something that would be a surprise for Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah, but Sfaradim, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishabha Bizman Azeh. It means even Bizman Azeh. Mishabha Bizman Azeh. Bamar Kayin Ani. A man doesn't have the 30 days. He walks in and they say, anybody kain in the house? And he raises his hand. You can't consider him a kain just because he says so. And you don't give him a kain aliyah. He doesn't duchin. That's what Mechaber says. Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says, you need to be Moshe Shloshim Yayin. And And without it, you can't just walk in and say, I'm a Kayin. That's a Mechavis. What? How you get Chazaka? Okay, one second. The Ramah says, let me just read the Ramah. Your question is good. The Eshaimim, the Ramah says, Neman likreis b'toyer rishon, the Lisa says, Kapa b'zman hazeh, she'en lonu truma day b'aysen. Shalachush, shamiyalu aysen l'truma. Really, what's the big deal? Getting an aliyah as kayin, it's not really an aveira. The Beis Shmuel says, leka isra mikra. It's not a big aveira to go first. I mean, you lose the kiddushah of a kayin, but the takana was minei hasholem that a kayin goes first every week, and the takana minei hasholem, you should be makban on the kayin. So minei hasholem, you're not going to make a machlokes, he's a kayin. So Ramah says, big deal. He'll go up. There's no truma bizman hazeh. So bizman hazeh, we could do it. But what?
And then 30 days later,
I have a chazaka. So the question was, according to Mechaber, how does he get a chazaka? According to Mechaber, I have to walk out, I guess. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. I have to walk out before it's say. It's true. And there is the loophole. If he's not Oikur Raglov, Kaidim Ritzay, if he doesn't start going up before the Avoida, then he really doesn't go up. If someone tells him, Malay, why aren't you going up? Then it creates a problem. But
now, when he has a Kohen that comes to Shul, he's already lived in the neighborhood for 30 days, that's the first time he's in Shul. That would be enough?
The Ramah says, if he says, I'm a Kayin, it's enough to give him an Aliyah. If he married a grusha, he says, I'm not a kayin. If he doesn't have 30, if there are no 30 days, we're not really massing him as a kayin. Might be shavi anafshe once he says I'm a kayin, but nachin ami. Should you give him shlishi if he says he's a kayin? That's a good question. He's not going to take it.
He's
not going to take it. Right. Well, why not take it? Because it's a pagam in the kuna.
Right, yeah.
Right.
According
to the
Chaver, chazaka is also only a piyasma.
So that's the question that we're asking. How is every chazaka? So I don't know. Every chazaka is that people say he talks about being a kayin. And people don't talk about it that much, but he talks about being a kayin. And it's a good question. How does he get his chazaka? I'm not sure. He would have to have people say this, that his father was b'cheses kayin. I don't know.
You see, there's a levaya and it's almost
right. There's levaya, there's a matzeva. Or shtar, he signed his name in a shtar kayin. So how he gets the chazaka according to the Mechaber, I'm not sure, but when I learned this, I think I asked the Sfaradim if they're makbid. So most of them didn't know anything about it, but I asked the Rav in one of the shuls. He shrugged his shoulders. He says some things we do like the Ramah, like the Mechaber. So it's very hard. You're going to start making a fight over it.
What about Kedin HaBin?
Oh, so it says here that Bishmuel says that the lashon of the Ramah is Lisa's Kapov and Lales Rishai. He says the Gabi Pinyan Aben not. He would have to be Muzik. Well, there are some people who had television roles that knew how to do it also. What? If he gets angry, today that's not a proof. Okay, anyway. As someone here says in the page, it's after being a bit. But once he has 30 days, it'll be 15 days. Okay, so our kaponim, we have chazakis by relatives, eshesishes of bays, and kahuna, and being Jewish and non-Jewish. There's a Rambam. Most Rambams have a clear source in Shas, and the Kesav Mishnah made a job out of it to try to find Makairis for every Rambam. And those who came later, some of them, the Magen Mishnah, Kesav Mishnah, couldn't find the Makar. Ruchan Kanievsky has a Sefer to fill in Makairais for the ones that Kesef Mishnah Magen Mishnah didn't find. Some now Midrashim that Kesef Mishnah Magen Mishnah might not have had. And some of them are Reluyish ways of, as a matter of fact, Reb Chaim in the Sefer, it's in Siach HaSada, he writes in parentheses, the Makar is a Tshuva somewhere, or sometimes a Hakdama to a Sefer, or Reb Chaim is incredible the way he does it. Someone, as an Israel this summer, I heard, so they were talking about Reb Chaim. Someone said that in Ger, there was an incident, this goes back when I was alive, there was an incident where, I forgot which was first, the husband and wife, let's say the wife died, and they did the Levi, and they came home, and then the husband died. And he wasn't sick, he just collapsed and died. So they had 2 days, they had two Levi's. And they said, it's episode Shlach Damazel, they went to Reb Chaim, and they asked him, what does it mean? So the Bekiyas Reb Chaim, he knows Shas, he chazed it every year. If I chazed every year, I'd also remember it. So he got a Hagdama to, I forgot which Sefer. In the Hagdama to the Sefer, the person writes at the end of the poem, Yihiratzin. And one of the bakashas he has from Hashem, Yihiratzin, that my wife and I should be Ma'arach Yamim, and I shouldn't be an Alman, and she shouldn't be an Almana. Okay. So Reb Chaim Tov, it's a bracha. What do you mean? He davened for it. That he should live his Alman, he should live his Almana. The Bekiyas that he found of a car from a Hagdama to a Sefer, like a little poem at the end. Usually if I read out, I never read the poems at the end.
It's something
that
Simcha Wasserman didn't want to be shivers for him or something, so she passed away first and within 30 days he passed
away. Okay. Alright. Anyway, be that as it may, here's a Rambam. And this Rambam raises eyebrows. It's a lot written about whether the Rambam is a chiddush or whether it should be accepted. The Rambam says, this is Perek Tazayin Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Vav, Ein Tzarach Shnei Edim L'Malkus. So he means, I come up with a case where you don't need two witnesses to give a mere Malkus. We all know you need two witnesses to give Malkus. He says, I have a case, Ein Tzarach Shnei Edim L'Malkus, Ela B'Shas Maisa. When he's eating it, you need two witnesses to give him Asra. Abba. Isser atzmai beit echad yulzak. The isser could be muzik in one eid. Ketzad. Omar eid echad chelav kloye suzeh. You have a from house. You have a piece of meat in the house. Everyone's some discussion. And eid echad says, no, this is chelav kloye. This is chelav deraisa. So eid echad ema bisurim. Or he says, kalei kerem uzeh. Or he says, gurusha izayna ishazu. And eid echad says, assuming you say Erechad Ema Bisurim, even to establish her as a Zaina, as a Grusha. So, one eight says, this is whatever, Chelev, or Nevela. Va'achal, I ba'al, be'edim. And then he ate it in front of two Edim. Achashi Hisravai. Harizel Laika. Apishi Ikara Isser be'ed Echad. Even though the Ikara Isser was Kavor with an eight Echad. Still, you get Malkus on it. So you bring this man to Bezdin, and two witnesses say he ate it. And the man says, how do you know it's Chelev? He says, an Eid Echad. So the Eid Echad sort of establishes the assumption that this is Nevela, Eid Echad and Bisurim. So this, it's a very big chiddush. At the end of the day, you're giving him Malkus based on an Eid Echad. Where do you ever find you give someone based on an Eid Echad? How do you find such a thing? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Nira, Lama Kei, Midamrina, Ed Echad Nem Abisurim. He learned it, because we say, Ed Echad Nem Abisurim, and the Farish Rabbeinu, Nem Alas Aradav. Now, you will understand, it's not Mukhrach from Ed Echad Nem Abisurim. It's Mukhrach that there's an Isser. If Ed Echad says Nevela, there's an Isser to eat it. But you can give someone Malkus, because in Ed Echad said it's Nevela, that's stretching it much further. But it seems that the Rambam Vaita understood the idea of a chazaka. We're saying you need 30 days. The idea of chazaka is that things can be established, and once they're established, they I don't know how to say it, they take on a life of their own. They become the reality. A person loses husband and wife, that becomes the reality for Pesach Halacha. Neir Echad says Zu Nevela, it sort of becomes the reality for inyanei halacha, and this is the chiddush. It's sort of chazak is enough of the chiddush. Now he's stretching it that in a case of eidechanem bisurin that you can even malchus based on eidechanem bisurin. So this is all in the same I think category. What?
He got the
letters
because two people saw him.
They saw him eating it. Yeah. Right. Two people eating it. But how do you know it's nevela? The two people don't know it's nevela. People know that when Eirechad said it's nevela. So when Eirechad said it's nevela, two people heard it. Maybe more people heard it. And then they gave Masra. They told him Eirechad says nevela.
Why is this more of a Kiddush than Saikon al-Khazakas?
Because here there's no chazaka. It wasn't Huzik Shloshim Yayim Nevela. Here, the Eid Echad, it's like when you pull a chain, the weakest link breaks. So you're giving a Misa, there are a bunch of links. The links are two items saw he ate it. One Eid said it's Nevela. So for Bezin to establish it, it's a Chiddush. The Torah says you want to do Alpishtei Eid. Now if you tell me you do about chazaka Cheskes Lamed Yayim, it's a Chiddush of chazaka Lamed Yayim. It's a Chiddush. But to say an Eid Echad, even without Lamed Yayim, an Eid Echad says that that's good enough, that's a fit.
Then there's Eid Echad and Beisurim, and I assume that's even the Eraisa, so that establishes equal to or greater than a Chazaka.
The Kesem Mishnah agrees with you. Kesem Mishnah says the source is Eid Echad and Beisurim. He understands, Mamash, what you're saying. But it's it seems to me to be a big chiddush that the Shev Shmaitza is bothered by this. Now this Rambam is a subject of a lot of tumbling. The Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Vav, I think Perek Yud, he says he doesn't get this Rambam. The Rambam must mean, listen to what he says. Rambam must mean Eid Echad said it's nevela, and it was huzik for 30 days afterwards, and now it's good. What?
Spoiled by that.
But the that's a good catch. It's funny. That's not what they ask. But what they ask on him. Everybody who brings it is matmiya. The Shariyosha, the Chazainish, a lot of them. They ask. They say. First of all, they say, why didn't the Rambam say 30 days? Second of all, a couple is in town, husband wife. So you get 30 days wherever they go. The husband and wife. They go to shul together, husband and wife. People say, Mr. So and so. He said, how in the world are people talking about nevela for 30 days? Nobody ate it. Eid Echad says this is nevela. So for 30 days, everyone in town accepts this nevela. What kind of everyone in town who's talking about this piece of nevela? I guess the strangest thing. To give einish, you should eat Eidim. You want to give a man malchus? Isur is Eid Echad. Say it's also Eid Echad b'Isur. We don't dispute that. But to give an Einish based on it, the Shev Shmaitza is so bothered.
Would he bring a Chatas for the Eid Mishoch?
Would he bring a Chatas? It's questionable whether Chatas depends on Eidim. If a person says himself, I'm Chayv a Chatas, he can, if he knows it, he can bring it. If he's going to say, I ate the Chelev based on an Eid Echad, so I guess it would be dependent on his Rambam.
That's one of the weak points of the Chazaka.
Is that what?
Fact of you have to believe
it,
or how do you follow up that they had the
veil
of 3 days
off
and
they
keep it on
3 days? Okay. What we're going to have to get into is what you're saying is, and that's going to be next week, it's a tremendous nafkamina in this whole thing. And we don't give Misa, we don't give Skila, we don't. The question is, giving someone a chazaka of 30 days, what happens if you trace the chazaka? And it started from not three people. This is shaila by Bali Tshuva, who they come in and they say, I'm a Kayan. They're living in town. They're Chazaka 5 years already. 10 years, they're a Kayan. But how do you know they're a Kayan? The parents who weren't from told them they're a Kayan. They don't know from anywhere else. Now, if the parents lived Becheskas Kayan in a from community, maybe. But they didn't. They came from Soviet Russia, or they came from the Midwest somewhere. And they fell into Eish or Sameach, and now they're from. And they said, a Kainim. So the question is, they have a Chazaka 30 days. The question we're going to deal with, which has to do with this Shev Shmaitzer, is when you take the Chazaka of 30 days, do you just say, look, it's 30 days, done? Or do you say, look, we got to figure out where the 30 days started from. Where did it go? Where did it begin? If we can figure out where it started, and it's a faulty starting point, then maybe it's an issue.
What's the follow-up? I mean,
so the question is there a follow-up? That's the question. Once you have 30 days, is there? And that's Hashem. We'll get back to that next week.